Turning to some recent COVID-19 related matters in New Jersey, governor this past week decreased the limits for indoor gatherings in New Jersey from 100 to 25. This is all because of the rise in the state's rate of transmission of the virus had risen at one point to 1.48, in contrast to last month's 0.87. Any number over a one, even if it's a fraction, is a cause for concern. Rate of transmission, that's a measure of how many people are getting the virus from one infected person. So one equals one, okay, that's tolerable. One equals less than one, that's great. One equals two, no, not so good. And for that 1.48, it's gone down a couple of ticks to around 1.3, 1.35, I think I saw the number. And regarding indoor gatherings, there are exceptions. Apparently, having learned from previous limits, weddings, funerals, memorial services, religious, political activities are excluded from the cap, and you can continue to have those limited to 25% of room capacity with a maximum of 100 people. Restrictions apparently are not going to be increased until the state sees numbers decrease over a period of at least 7 days and the rate of transmission drops. But let's take the worst case scenario. What if that doesn't happen and the rate of transmission continues to increase? What could be next? Yeah, pretty much anything indoors that's open will have to be shut down. Non-essential retail, hair salons, nail salons, malls, casinos, museums, libraries, aquariums, any indoor recreation, and of course indoor dining and gyms. I'll put them further back on the list of things to reopen in New Jersey.